Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Colin Flaherty, the best-selling author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, chronicling the race war the media has been stirring up, one-sided race war predominantly. And Skype has a weird phenomenon. Sometimes when we got music jacked up going to somebody, they can't hear me. And then we had to, like, turn that feed down to where he could then hear what I said because there's two feeds going to him, I guess. I don't know how it all works, but he couldn't hear what I was saying until we turned the audio down, and then he could hear the end of it. The point I was getting at, Colin, was, I mean, I've answered my own question. The power structure doesn't want us unifying around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and Liberty for All. They want us divided, kind of the big city, New York, borough-style politics. And the question is, you know, can we stop that? But I was just getting into how it's encouraging then, you know, radicals on the other side of the fence as well. I mean, I am seeing an increase in rhetoric from white folks, too, people that never have been racist, you know, feeling like they're being persecuted. So they're now becoming more angry. And that's exactly what MSNBC wants.
Yeah, psychiatrists tell us we're only as sick as our secrets. And what are we more secretive about than race? So I know that when we start talking about this racial violence with more openness and candor,
I am just not meant to let him finish his statement. Now his Skype cut out. Try to reconnect. I want to be able to finish his point. I'm going to get this guy back on, but over phone or something, because his Skype's a little bit dodgy there. It's a whole other kettle of fish, as they say. But separately, I wanted to bring this final point up to him as well. I want to get him back on. Take the poor black lady that got shot and killed last week running from a checkpoint. I immediately just heard a woman had been killed, knew they were having drills. Adan Salazar found it. We guessed they were lying. She hadn't shot at them. It turned out we were right. Okay. And then I immediately saw comments saying, Alex is only mad because she's white. She was driving a fancy car. I saw that on YouTube and on InfoWars. I don't even really read a lot of comments. I just saw them. And I thought, man, people are already thinking racially as if I wouldn't care if it was a black lady. I mean, it doesn't even enter my brain whether she was, you know, black, white, purple, green. I mean, it's so old. I mean, they obviously know saying brown paper bag is racist. It's not racist. They just want us all at each other's throats, obsessed over everything, to create total division, or then just collapsing and saying, I'll do whatever the government says, just don't call me racist. So that's my point right there, is that this woman got executed and under very suspicious circumstances, and the family says that the official story isn't true. What is your take on how when the government kills somebody, though, they never try to bring the race issue in, at least part of the time?
Well, there's so many wacky narratives out there about race. Alex, have you ever noticed when you're talking about race, it always takes about a minute for the conversation to get completely absurd? And because when people have these racial beliefs, they're so irrational that they can't sustain them for more than a minute. And so when we start telling the truth about race, people get freaked out about it. So even the government can't sustain it, as you can tell from listening to MSNBC, which is basically, you know, the mouthpiece for that kind of thing.
I hear you. Before your Skype breaks up again, I just want to thank you for coming on. Colin Flaherty, White Girl Bleed a Lot, book available everywhere, as well as InfoWarsStore.com. Get it there and support us. Thank you so much, sir.
An honor to be here, and I hope I get a chance to contribute some of these things to your InfoWars.com magazine.
Thank you so much, sir. Absolutely. We'd love to put it in the magazine if you'd like to write any articles for it. Thank you so much, journalist, joining us there, author of White Girl Bleed a Lot, Colin Flaherty. Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's going on here, folks, this is about making the subject about people fighting with each other instead of foreign banks stealing trillions of dollars from us a year, or the NSA spying on all of us, or all the troops being given deadly vaccines, or people, period, having their kids taken by foster care for no reason. We're all under globalist attack. Their only hope to complete the takeover is to get us at each other's throat, and that's exactly what they're doing. All right, I'll be hosting the nightly news tonight with special reports, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is the eighth day, Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I'm going to give out the toll-free number in a moment to get your breakdown on this. You understand the establishment is trying to go over the top to break our will so that they can get away with anything and everything under the sun. That is the name of the game. Let me just give you a few of the headlines that I have here that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also find all these articles at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side, all neatly stacked up in a row for you. CBS News, runner fined 100 at Valley Forge amid government shutdown. National Institute of Health stops therapy dogs from visiting sick children on purpose. The Justice Department put up a fake notice saying Amber Alerts were shut down. Turned out that was a fraud. The congressional gyms and golf courses and jets are, of course, continuing. Park Service okays immigration reform rally on closed National Mall, but other citizens entering it are being arrested or ticketed. Again, the illegal aliens are the army to drive down wages and the political group to break up the United States down the road into the larger global system. They break up original countries and then put them into super regions. That's the official plan. The plan of Aslan, which was created by the Ford Foundation in the 60s, is taught under U.S. federal grants in Mexico since 1965. On record, go look it up. Our government, which is really globalist, teaches that from Texas to Oklahoma, through Colorado to California, up into Oregon, is really Mexico. Of course, it was Mexico, Spain, Russia, everything else, France. I mean, of course, everybody was grabbing it. But the point here is the natives before fought with each other over it. People romanticized Native Americans. It was definitely a noble people, like anybody else had interesting qualities, but they were always killing each other for control of the regions. What do you think the Comanche, the Lords of the Plains, are up to running around taking over? And I'm certainly proud of my Native American heritage, but let's just get it straight. Extremely warlike, extremely bloodthirsty, up one side and down the other, unless you're talking about a few peaceful tribes that hid out in the desert that nobody else wanted. Now, let's just stop right there. I've kind of gone off on a jag. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the system is absolutely, totally out of control. Let's continue. Sixth grade assignment, destroy the Bill of Rights under the Common Core curricula. Not only is 2 plus 2 equal 5, you heard me right, but now the Bill of Rights must be destroyed. We're going to be breaking that down. That's up on InfoWars.com. And in this story, breaking nationally at InfoWars.com. This is in the Eagle Tribune. This is what their writer and what the tour guide said. The tour guide pulls up at the privately owned hotel that's on the edge of a national park, and armed park ranger police drew down on the seniors with guns and made them get down while they searched them and took over the bus and then held them for hours at the hotel, literally treating them like terrorists. Okay, you understand. The illegal aliens, they can do whatever they want. They're having illegal alien rallies all over the place, socialist events, you name it, at national parks. I've got stacks of articles. It's like, by the way, no one can come in but the illegal aliens and communists. This is just all a demonstration of, by the way, if you're a graduate student in a government program, you get basically free Obamacare and nobody else does. It's a class system, folks. Just like under the Nazis. I mean, we are in mega trouble. I am shocked by how evil, how obvious all this is. I just can't believe it. They're definitely trying to cause some type of civil war. So we've got that article. The local paper called it Gestapo tactics used to detain tourists in locked hotel. So they locked up the hotel, aimed guns at people getting off tour buses. Imagine being these federal police park rangers, because I've been around them. I love national parks, but they don't want you there. And when you go now, I mean, they will come over and bug your eyes out. My son threw an empty water bottle like 5 feet, and it went into a trash can when I was at Big Bend. And they had like this Gestapo, this volunteer park rangers following people around. And the guy popped out from behind a bush and he goes, "You're lucky that didn't miss." And I went, "Excuse me?" And he said, "Technically it's littering if it would hit the ground." And I just went, "What?" And then this guy followed us up the mountain. And I didn't want to ruin our trip and make my dad get mad or Rob Dew get mad, because Rob Dew and his son were with us. And they've noticed the guy followed us all the way up a mountain. I mean, I'm talking thousands of feet. And the guy was following us just on a weird power trip. And when I got back down the mountain, I went and asked the park rangers, because you got the regular park rangers, the armed park rangers that are police, and then these Gestapo people. And I said, "So you've got volunteers out here?" And they go, "That's right. And they have the power to arrest." And I was just like Twilight Zone. And I just can't handle it. I'm freaking out right now. Hold on. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out right now. And the public is just stumbling around like zombies. Do you understand, folks, that tour buses pulling up at national parks, armed police run out with firearms pointed at people? There's articles about mainline vitamin companies and mainline mining operations where SWAT teams show up, not with warrants, but for routine inspections now. Every division of the federal government is now wearing military uniforms, and they show up with M4s. That's M16s, ladies and gentlemen. And I've talked to the people. They're in the news. They will stand there, and some of the companies I've talked to won't go on air. They're so scared, and actually point M4s at them for hours. And then people just start quitting the companies and leaving and running in fear, and the feds are all laughing. I mean, we have been hijacked by criminal forces, and it's getting worse. And the feds are given orders to see who will follow the orders to be promoted. But, I mean, we're talking about crazed-eyed demons everywhere taking over. Illegal aliens, you name it, having these big events, nobody else allowed in. They're showing us that we're dog meat. They're showing us we're the lowest form of crud. Again, Valley Forge, gigantic, huge, most of it's private. We just had reporters up there a few months ago shooting B-roll for Obama deception. They're also at Mount Vernon. And if you jog along the edge of the national park, they have police waiting to run out and give you a ticket to teach you total and complete submission. You are a slave. You are scum. You are trash. Now they've got TSA on the highway searching families, groping. State police nationwide being trained to do without warrants, without even probable cause, proctology exams on your wife in front of you. And if you don't like it, they will gun you down. They want to gun you down. That, I'm telling you, folks, they are taking over. They are taking over. The police everywhere, narcotics trafficking, sex trade. I mean, a mafia runs America, okay? You need to understand that. And if they're not, there's just some naive cop who writes tickets all day and responds to, you know, home invasions and stuff. You either got cops that are out there writing tickets as low level, but everybody mid-level and above is basically mafia now in most areas. I mean, we're rotten. America rotted, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Let me just try to get through these headlines. Runner fined $100 at Valley Forge amid government shutdown. CBS News. CNS News. NIH stops therapy dogs from visiting sick children. Cannot make this up. The gyms, golf courses, and private jets, and believe me, the taxpayer paid for cream of American beauty. All the young women are there servicing, as well as your sons right now. Let's continue. You know, to go to D.C. It's unbelievable. Nothing but limos of congressmen and ambassadors just packed full of your children. You know, they just left home a year ago to be stars and found out there's nothing but a sex trade left. By the way, that was in the news yesterday that sugar daddy stuff's way up with the government shutdown, the 17% that have been laid off. Why not? You were government whores before. Now you're just... Now you're just becoming actually a physical prostitute. I think that's a better job morally than taking old ladies' houses. Of course, that's all staying open in the government, taking people's houses and stuff who can't pay the taxes. That's all continuing. So let's continue here with the news. Feds hold seniors at gunpoint during National Park shutdown. Let me just read you this. This is breaking at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gestapo tactics used to detain tourists in locked hotel. Feds used Gestapo tactics to treat senior citizens like terrorists during a shutdown of Yellowstone National Park, placing them under armed guard in locked hotel as panicked tourists thought they had been arrested, vowing never to return to America. Oh, yeah, the foreigners are freaking out. So some of them, imagine, are like older foreigners in there, and they're being locked up, and there's lockdowns and crazy-eyed, weirdo, authoritarian North Korea wannabe police running around on power trips. Pet Valancourt was part of a tour group of senior citizens from Japan, Australia, and Canada and the United States who were in Yellowstone National Park when the government shutdown was announced last week. When the party briefly exited their tour bus to take photos of a herd of bison, they were aggressively ordered by armed National Park Service rangers to, oh, I've been there, they're so rude, to get back in the vehicle on the grounds that they were involved in recreation and that wasn't permitted during the shutdown. The group had booked a stay in the hotel with the park, and there's local news articles about it where they would draw guns on people, you name it, were soon turned into a prison as the visitors were told to remain in the building until their stay expired, despite the fact that the tour guide had already paid the $300 fee to enter the park. And let's stop. Then they wouldn't let them leave and posted armed guards. I mean, these people are ready to put us in forced labor camps. They give one order. You've seen the Obama supporters in the Mark Dyson, our videos. 90%. Should we kill the gun owners? Yes. Should we murder the babies? Yes. For Obama. For Obama. These are authoritarian, gibbering nobodies who crave power over liberty and freedom and success. They'd rather have power over somebody than have $1 million in the bank. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to your life, my friends. There's no turning back. By the way, I'm reading Paul Watson's headline that's in local papers but is not broken nationally. And the headline isn't even hardcore enough. Because reading the local news descriptions and what we have in our article, for days they had armed guards around the Yellowstone lodges that I've actually stayed in. In America Destroyed by Design, that film I made 16 years ago. And I was blown away by how rude the park rangers were there. That was the first time I would just really experienced it. And it was all like politically correct weirdos. It was all women mainly. Like a bunch of Janet Reno, Rachel Maddow lookalikes. Big Sis lookalikes. They all looked like Big Sis meets Rachel Maddow meets Janet Reno's Gluteus Maximus. And I'd be 20 feet away from an elk just walking out of the restaurant or wherever. We'd be getting footage of it. And they'd run over and say, "Those are dangerous. You don't need to be close to that." I'm like, I just walked up the front here. And it was all just about henpecking and being the boss. And, then they threatened to arrest us. I forgot that. We have that on tape. For walking in going, "Hi, we're here for the UN sign. We'd like to talk about this is under UN control in UNESCO." And they're like, "Turn that off. We're going to arrest you." It's all on footage. I'm like, "Hi." I mean, back then I was like a 180-pound guy. I looked like I was a Calvin Klein model or something. And I'm totally polite being nice to the women, and they just didn't want me. I mean, imagine, you can't be clean-cut in a polo shirt and super polite. They didn't even know who I was, and they threatened to arrest me. This is who's going to run America. They're going to run everything, ladies and gentlemen. You understand that? You understand that? They will take your house. They will take your kids. They will line you up and blow your head off if they can because they want the power. I deal with a lot of people in business, and I've really been learning, and so have all my associates, especially now, with companies and people. They don't even want to be successful and make money nowadays. They want to have power over you and obstruct you. You can call up and say, "Hey, this is a really good thing you have. I want 10,000 of them. I want a good price." "Oh, no, we're just not going to sell to you." Why? Is it because we are politically? No, we just want to say no. We feel powerful. They actually tell you. And it's like, "Oh, well, that's what you'd rather." I mean, and it's happening everywhere. I'm sure you're noticing it. Just the petty, spoiled, rotten suicidalness of this culture. The self-destructiveness, the ninnying, the weakness of all these people. They are the biggest piles of weakness and pathetic ignorance I've ever seen. And they hate anyone who's smart, anyone who's good-looking, anyone who's successful, anyone who's dynamic. And they just rule over everything, ruling armies of weak idiots everywhere. And the globalists have the exact view I have. They just want to kill everybody. But then I look at them, they're even more degenerate and out of control of the general public. I mean, we're between a rock and a hard place, folks. I can tell you right now. You go out and talk to the average yuppie. You say, "You know, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Here's documents. You know, this is designed to lower our IQ." And a lot of them go, "I know, there are too many people." And you go, "Yeah, but it's affecting you too." Whatever. They don't even care. They just have bad will towards everyone. They don't want to feel like they're under attack. So they just go, "I don't care. I don't care if there's toll roads owned by Spain ripping me off. I don't care if they double the power prices. I don't care if I get cheated." They are the ultimate. It is a spirit of just servile, demonic giggliness. I don't know how to describe it. To the point of, I'm reading these local news reports, and Watson got a tip from a listener about this. We're going to get some photos of this anytime going up on the site. Imagine for days you're stuck, illegally arrested. That's what that is, official oppression. By armed Janet Renos, with, you know, just strutting around on power trips, and you're locked in a hotel, and the foreigners are scared, running to the airport. They're running to Denver, running in fear, saying, "We'll never come back. We're getting out of here." Foreign countries are putting travel advisories on the U.S. saying they may secretly arrest you. Turns out Obama has secret prison torture ships. They always had those. He didn't shut down black sites in Poland and Romania and Egypt. They've expanded them. But now they've got torture dungeons on board ships. That's in the Associated Press today. This is the mega magnitude of what we're... People are like, "Well, we only torture bad guys." Folks, they run Al-Qaeda. They only did this to sell the idea of torture. Do you understand? The government runs everything. They run the child kidnapping, the snuff films, the hardcore porn industry, the drug industry, the prescription drug industry, all of it. They are a mass of criminal evil who predatorily look down on everyone, and they're converting the culture over to their system. Just like they announced last year and this year, all the big beaches they were going to close and not let humans swim. Remember? Saying that we're going to have it for the earth. It's all about under feudalism, they tell you have no rights and exercise the power over you. This is enslavement. So when we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls. I haven't even gotten into the surface of the shutdown news, how they're just arresting and ticketing and SWAT teaming and harassing and holding veterans at gunpoint for going to, I mean, it's just insane. I've got even more when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls here in a moment. And I'm trying to not go into a rage here on air. But reading these local newspaper descriptions of people locked for days inside the Yellowstone Hotel in lodges, with armed police strutting around telling them they were prisoners, which is totally illegal, to let the people in, take their money, and then hold them in the hotel, saying you're not even allowed to leave. It just shows the ecstasy of the power trip. It shows how they're trying to implement it. It shows how any power they can grab, they're going to do it. Just like the state police of Texas for 2 years have officially backed police that pull you over, no probable cause, no nothing, and bend you over a car and put their hand inside your body. And is and if that humiliation isn't enough, they go over to another person and do it with the same glove. One glove, two women, four insertions. And I hate to have to talk like that on air, but you need to understand we're animals to these people, and they're here to exercise power over us and break our will. Now, the average state trooper doesn't know why he's engaged in this psych warfare operation, but I have the Army training manuals from the 60s, and I have their training films. And this is what you do when you're terrorizing and breaking a population. Because if they can fully degradate us, we will think they can do anything. Because they're getting us ready to start arresting us and taking us to forced labor centers, which they've built into the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, Rex 84, Garden Plot, Cable Splicer, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. By the way, they have National Geographic and people come out and say there's no FEMA camps. Yeah, there's nothing called concentration camps. It'd be like, you know, if you had a hotel that was really a crack house. It's not going to say crack house, you know, hookers on the second floor. You think the Watergate Hotel in D.C. tells you that they got whole floors of hookers and gambling and everything else going on there famously? Ongoing? Who was the CIA director who had to step down a few years ago up there at the party? It's the same deal. You know, they label all this Homeland Security. What it really is total absolute evil. And I'm just realizing how over the top it is. And their federal minions are following orders. They've had a few senior people with the Park Service who aren't criminals come out and say, we've been ordered to make people miserable and it's disgusting. That's a quote. Senior Park Service Ranger. We've been ordered to make people miserable and it's disgusting. No, it's criminal. Because if you really had a government shutdown and they really had laid off most of the park rangers, which they haven't, that's on record, they would say, okay, well, this canyon's closed in this area because these are deemed to be dangerous areas, or it's, you know, go into these areas at your own risk. And that's how it'd be handled. But see, just like they banned dodgeball 10 years ago, now they're banning bringing a football to school to play during recess, or they're banning running or playing tag. The nanny state is really a prison state, and they know it is. It's not like they're misguided liberals. These are not liberals. These are social engineers who know full well what they're doing. Now, their average minion's just a typecast, psychologically tested control freak who wants to exercise power over people and doesn't want money or success or liberty or to be honorable. I mean, an honorable, powerful person would be embarrassed to go around henpecking people. Even when you're in the right and got to tell somebody they're wrong, you don't enjoy it. It's just got to be done. But you see the imperious, remember the TSA ad last year? It said, we want to hire people with an imperious attitude. You know the definition of imperious? It's imperial, overbearing, domineering, arrogant. A king to his vassal is one of the definitions. And how does government act? A king to his vassals, his slaves. Assuming power or authority without justification. Arrogant and domineering. That's the Webster. Merriam-Webster. In fact, let's look at the other definition below it. Having or showing a proud and unpleasant attitude of someone who gives orders and expects others to obey them. The ad for the TSA is, we want someone to be imperious. And that's why when I go to the TSA now, and they're going, shiz off, I go, hey, you guys know the government runs the terrorist. And at first they get really excited, hoping I'm going to say, you know, the government blew up stuff so they can claim I'm doing a bomb threat and charge me with a fake felony. The felony is saying there's a bomb when there isn't. The felony is not saying that all this bomb stuff's fake. But the point is, I don't go that far. It doesn't matter. Then I say, you know, this is all a fraud and all a scam and you're all getting cancer and you're roasting. I'm not talking about the body scanners when they start going, they told us it's safe. I go, I'm talking about those X-ray machines right there. Much more powerful than a chest X-ray and not shielded. You better look up the studies. And they go, hey, Alex, just move on through. Anywhere I'm at, doesn't matter where I'm at. Flew into Dallas. Went through three different checkpoints. I'm going through the final one before I go back through TSA to fly to Austin. One of the only countries that does this. And the woman's going, oh, your passport's only got a year on it. You need to get that updated. And I looked at her and I said, so you're saying it's wrong? She goes, I'm just saying, just looking at me, going, got any drugs? And I said, no, I don't bring the drugs in like I know you guys do full well here. She started shaking. Just get on out of here. And all of a sudden, a captain walks over in the and starts shaking my hand. Oh, Shannon, I just want to say I really appreciate what you're doing. She didn't dare get imperious with him because they just threatened to quit flying. Remember, they used to make them go through TSA until they talked about how ridiculous it was? We need to just say no. And I started going, no, wait a minute. You know full well that you guys are you know, one of the biggest ports of entry for drugs and everything. You're asking me about drugs when the government's on record bringing in most of the drugs. She's like, sir, just please get out of here. Oh, it's not fun anymore, is it? It's not fun anymore to dominate people, you bully. Make me sick. You people make me sick because you're so weak, but you want to act all powerful. And like you're in control of everything. You're in control of nothing, scum. You people are so delusional. You got 91% of world reactors leaking now. You don't even care if nuclear reactors are leaking now. You're that delusional and narcissistic and pathetic that you don't even care about the planet or the future of our species. Sorry, I start having flashbacks. These people make me want to throw up. It's all about how we're bad. We're suspected drug dealers. We're suspected terrorists. We're suspected money launderers. We're criminals when they're the ones running the whole criminal show. They're the same type of people that would come into your grocery store 100 years ago in New York or New Jersey with the Italian mafia feeding on fellow Italians and saying, hey, there's going to be a fire. You heard about Luigi's getting burned down last week. If you don't pay me money and hire my cousin, there's going to be a fire. I want to protect your business. You don't want to protect jack crap. You want to make me your slave, and I'd rather die before I become your slave. You got that? Victory or death, liberty or death. I am never backing down to you scum. All right, I said to go to your phone calls. People are like, this guy's a maniac. No, this is what freedom looks like, ladies and gentlemen. This is the attitude of not being a slave. And all of you out there that want to get on your knees and suck black boots, you go ahead and do it all day long. But I'm telling you, from the lowest level cop right up to the president, this government's criminal. Does that mean the cop is a bad person himself or herself? No. But they're not going to be on their force long when the federalization comes, as is already happening, if they don't play ball with the New World Order. They want to be in the press conference with the president. They want to be part of the winning team. You're not on the winning team. You're on a sinking ship. You're a bunch of termites trying to eat through the hull, thinking you're winning, but all you're going to do is bring the whole ship down into the North Atlantic. Let me read you some of these headlines, and I'm going to your calls. So let's read the headlines. Park Service okays immigration reform rally on closed National Mall. That's right. But on the very same mall, people are being ticketed and fined. Here's one nearby. Running fine, $100 at Valley Forge. Runner fined amid government shutdown. Running on the sidewalk. You don't use that sidewalk, scum. By the way, it turned out that Valley Forge sidewalk and stuff isn't even federally paid for or built. Doesn't matter. The scum is taking over. NIH stops therapy dogs from visiting sick children, just like they told all the preachers on the bases, even the volunteers. You go to somebody when their mama dies and they're crying, trying to call their priest or their pastor, we're going to arrest you. And you know what all the preachers did, except for the Catholic diocese? They got on their knees and followed orders because they're 501c3 government run. They love it. They're off fishing right now. They don't want to really go help people. They want to follow orders. If Christ would have been like these people, the Pharisees would have told them to do what they said, and then Christ would have got on his knees and said, yes, sir, Romans 13, you're the spiritual government. I do what you say. Christ would have hit his knees right there. They got preachers all over TV. We played the clips saying the Christians were wrong to not worship the idols in Rome and to be thrown to the lions. They were bad for going to their deaths. They weren't heroes. They weren't honorable. They weren't the example of strength and honor and stoicism. They were bad, according to these little filthy demon preachers that you know are doing you know what behind the scenes. Bunch of, Oh, boy. Let's continue here. Signs at National Mall closed, but immigration reform rally is a go. But, hey, if you were inside a federal park or on the edge of it, they're going to hold you at gunpoint and kidnap you. And if they catch you trying to even park on state run or state-owned turnoffs outside of Mount Rushmore, they're going to block those. They're going to block state-run boat ramps on the Mississippi because they're working overtime against their enemy. They're the federal family. They're foreign banker run. Their religion is that we're all scum. The New World Order government religion is that they're God and we're all trash. Get your fiscal house in order. China warns U.S. as Asia expresses concern over $1.3 trillion of investments. China, built by the New World Order. Mao, put in power by the U.S. Army and the Pentagon in 1949, on record declassified, 2003. Sold our fake imaginary debt, signed on to derivatives, and they're now lobbying and telling us that we're indebted to them. We've already given $47 trillion to the foreign banks, $1.3 trillion the Chinese bought. And now they're lecturing us and telling us they run the show. House GOP won't pursue short-term debt ceiling deal for now. And so the markets are being rocked. Debt limit taking center stage and impasse. Obama says it's the Tea Party's fault and that, why, we're going to have an implosion if we don't do what he says. That's how they hold us hostage. They've maneuvered us into this fake debt so they could do this on record. That's Wall Street Journal. Totally evil. Here's an analyst article out of Reuters. U.S. banks get ready for the day when deposits shrink. U.S. banks are nudging from regulators or planning for the day when the economy recovers. That means when we're all totally on government dole. Rates rise and depositors yank money from safe but low-paying accounts. Yeah, right. Let's go to your phone calls. So imagine you go to Yosemite, you go to the Grand Canyon, you're in your private lodge, privately run, private restaurants, private everything. You drive in, you park. Park rangers are bugging their eyes out at you. Mad that you're driving a nice car, whatever. They're all part of a green cult. You go in, all of a sudden, they're running up and down the halls going, lockdown, lockdown. No one's allowed to leave. Government shutdown. And for days, you're stuck there. Tour buses pull in with Japanese and Germans and Canadians on them. They walk off and get back in the vehicle. They've got their guns. These people are freaking out, saying, I'm never coming back here. America is a fascist country. These are the quotes. And you know what? It is. I'll guarantee you the Nazis, unless they were already had your name and number and were coming after you, they didn't just randomly, when, you know, tourists in 1937 would visit from France or anything, run up to their bus and pull guns on them. The Ecuadorian president has now compared the U.S. to Nazi Germany. I mean, folks, I've been in Latin America, Central America, you name it. I mean, it's nothing like this now. I mean, the cops don't bug their eyes out at you like this in Mexico. They might come over and shake you down. Oh, very sorry, need tip. But, I mean, it's not just like tour bus pulls up and they pull guns out and run up aiming it at you. It's like mentally ill, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're just tyrants. They just want your money. But see, not the control freaks that run America. They want to dominate you. They want to humiliate you. They want to let you know you're a slave. They want to, they get up on MSNBC and promos and say, your kids belong to us now. And laugh at you. And they get up on MSNBC and lie with no proof. Don't even show the Boston Bombers did it because Alex Jones, he's their prophet and he's deeply racist. It just shows what authoritarian, conscious demons they are. And they hate America and they hate freedom so much, they'll throw any weapon at us. Anything. Because they know they're sinking. They know the people are awake to them. They know the people are aware of what they're up to. Let's go to Jack in Washington. You're on the air, Jack.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you, man. I watch you every day. I appreciate you. And I want to say, too, that, hey, man, for your show, I would have never found Chuck Baldwin up in Kalispell. I really love this guy's ministry. I think everybody needs to plug into him. I'm into him every day. But my point is, Alex, listen to me. Listen to me, brother. I just want to say that, hey, I'm on disability, brother, and I feel like sometimes you and Chuck both, you know, yeah, you know, I think you lump everybody in together. Look, man, I got five discs out my neck. Both of my knees are gone. I've got prosthetics in my shoes. Yeah. Alex, what do I do here, brother? You know, I can't, I've got hamburgers sitting in my freezer that I can't even hardly fry up because my neck will swell up on me. Listen, man, am I supposed to just, should I just give back all my, my food stamps? Should I give back my, my pension disability to the VA and just go out and hold up a sign? You know, is that, I mean, what am I supposed to do, sir?
Well, see, let me explain this, and God bless you, and I appreciate your call, sir. The media has changed the subject here. The Decepticon media. $47 trillion, last time they admitted numbers, in the last 5 years has been transferred to international offshore banks, mainly foreign. The national debt's only $17 trillion. And the point is that they've increased the prices of medical care, letting insurance companies and HMOs get involved. They're corrupting the system. So their answer is totally nationalize it to fix it, but the profits still go to these mafia interests who aren't free market. Then there's the issue of the unhealthy lifestyle, the food, the vaccines they give veterans. So veterans are disintegrating. And no, you should get disability. And there's plenty of money to pay for your disability. Okay, we're not talking about stuff like that. We're talking about the fractional reserve banking, the government picking the winners and losers, the staged, rigged, insider monopoly economy. That's the enemy. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Yeah.
Well, if we say we won't surrender, they'll just put more fluoride in the water. We're going to go back to your calls. But this is breaking up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. World War II vets to storm barricades surrounding Iwo Jima Monument. That's the one with the iconic image of the troops, the Marines raising the flag. Confrontation with feds is outrage over shutdown builds. The federal government has barred World War II Marine veterans from visiting two Iwo Jima monuments that you can just walk right up to off the street near the Arlington National Cemetery. Man, I tell you. This Saturday, prompting North County Honor Flight Executive Director Daniel Kaffitz to ask protesters planning to attend a Million Vets March in D.C. on the same weekend to help remove the barricade. I agree. Everybody should just occupy that. Those filthy little degenerate New World Order feds. Foreign enemies. They are foreign enemies, on record. Honor Flight, which pays for the veterans to visit war memorials, is the organization that made headlines last week for helping vets break through barricades to visit the World War II Memorial in D.C. The barricades were subsequently reinforced and wired shut by the degenerate criminals, narcotics trafficking government. I mean, that's who they are. They're a mafia, and they're showing you they're a mafia, and they don't care. They're going to keep just keep shutting America down. They shut power plants down every two or three days. They're shutting the whole country down. I want to explain something to the last caller that was like, hey, I can't get a job. I'm a veteran. I've got disability. And he's saying, what do I do? I would go on a fast. I would drink 50 gallons of water over the next few weeks. Whatever. The point is we've all been poisoned, but vets, especially with all the designer vaccines. When I say we're conquered by globalists, here it is. IMF warns Washington over debt impasse. Communist Chinese warn Washington. Say it could be catastrophic and lower our credit value. The bankers are already doing that. We've already had our credit value lower. They're just going to maneuver us into this. They hold us hostage. Look at this. England's young adults trail the world in literacy and math scores. They trail the world. Oh, really? U.S. adults are dumber than the average human. That's out of the BBC. This particular article is out of the Associated Press because they fluoridate the water. They feed us GMO. We are the center of the New World Order. We are the test. John P. Holdren, 1974 Ecoscience. Read it. It's free online. How they poison the water. I am dumb is what they write on the chalkboard, I guess. You know, that's why they have 2 plus 2 equals 5 now under federal Common Core curricula. And if you get up as a father and complain, they arrest you. Because they're authoritarians. They're not liberals who mean well. They're criminals. If you've not figured that out yet, they're coming. I hate the fact they don't have our guns. Look at this article. Sixth grade assignment. Destroy the Bill of Rights in Arkansas under federal funding. They talk about how it's bad and how the kids get rid of it. That's Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to end this hour and come back with some calls and then our guest at 20 after. Our guest is going to be with us at 20 after. After I go to your calls, I promise I'll get to your calls. I want to just tell you, the truck came in. We now have 5,000 more of these, but those will probably sell out quick. It is the best nation iodine out there. It is just InfoWarsLife.com. Double strength, half the price. You can read about all the info. Watch the video breaking it down at InfoWarsLife.com. And just what it does for the thyroid with the background radiation increasing, what it does for me and everything else, all the experts said this is the way to go, and it is. I've never seen anything like this quality of nascent iodine, proprietary design by Dr. Group InfoWars Life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.